How are y'all doing? Good. Okay. I'm going to be reading Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her first born. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watchers over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody, worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to all men and women on earth who please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left, running, and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told.
Merry Christmas Eve! It is wonderful to see all of you here tonight, and I want to thank you all for coming out and making us a part of your Christmas celebrations as we've come together to celebrate here tonight. That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Getting ready to celebrate with family and with friends. And, you know, I'm looking out here and I'm thinking that some of you, you probably already began your celebrations earlier today, am I right? There you go. Yeah, this is just it just started in the middle of the week, and it just keeps on going, doesn't it? You know, every Christmas, I make goals for myself. How about you? You make goals for yourself? No, just let it happen, right? Well, I do. I make goals. Some of them don't come to pass. But one goal that always does is the goal to make memories. And good memories, that's the goal that I have. I don't have the goal to make bad memories, but the goal is to make good memories. And I come by that goal making really easily because this is how I was raised. This is how I grew up. And from the mid-1970s to the late 1990s, it was our family tradition to come together. All families and friends would come together at the Shelton Hacienda on Sunshine Street near the corner of National. Those of you who have been to Springfield know how busy that intersection is. No, we didn't play out in the middle of the street. But what we would do is we would gather in the house and we'd have a massive feast. Just think about that. Boiled shrimp and Swedish meatballs, cobblestone cake. And yes, my mom would always make oyster soup, which I called slugs and milk, to her embarrassment. But we ate well. And then after we ate, we would get together in the living room. We would crowd into the living room, and we would become musical. We each played a musical instrument. So through the sounds of violin and trumpet and flute and recorder and guitar and all manner, and drums, I think, one year, all manner of times, we would come together and we would play and we would sing Christmas carols at the top of our lungs. It was wonderful. And those are precious memories I have. Now, after the 90s, and our family kind of dispersed a little bit. My parents had passed away, and so we all started celebrating Christmas Eve a little bit differently. But we still made great memories. One that I have from just last year was the sharing of one of my favorite gifts, a very, how shall I say, inexpensive little flying toy that I had. I can't really call it a drone, but it was a flying toy. And what it was is you would turn it on, and then you would throw it up in the air, and then you were to guide that toy with your hands, right? It was awesome. It was so fun. Good memories, good memories. Now, I have to come clean. Although I didn't intentionally want to have bad memories, they kind of sneak in. Back in the 70s, or actually more into the 90s, we had a few incidents that happened there. At one point, one of my nine-year-old sons got mad at his old man and hid under the dining room table for the whole night. That wasn't any fun. My older brother and his wife were kind of teasing each other in the kitchen, and somehow, I don't know how this happened, but they fell against the door that went out to the garage, and they were fine, but the glass window going out to the garage was not. And then I don't know how many times in the front yard that became a parking lot, because the driveway would fill up so people would drive into the yard. I don't know how many fender benders we had. It was a crazy, crazy time. And those memories, you know, they weren't the best, but we can laugh at that now, right? Even last year, that little drone thing. Yea, verily, we sent it flying, and then it would chase after my younger grandkids who were in terror of it as it went after them. So we thought, well, let's just take this outside. It'll be great out here. And it was. We took it out, and we hoisted it up, and it just kept on going. The winds wafted it over the garage, and then it went over the fence, over some neighbor's tree, and it was lit all the way around, so I saw it spinning like some miniature UFO or UAP. And it went, kept going, and then we lost track of it. So about a half an hour later, and walking, we finally found it two blocks away, crash-landed in a neighbor's driveway, never to fly again. Not the bestest memory, but it was all right. Memories, good or bad, they become part of who we are. They become part of our Christmas. And we kind of fold those in, don't we? There are a lot of memories that were made on that first Christmas night long ago, weren't there? Just think about that. You had Mary, a young teenage woman, pregnant with a baby. You had Joseph, a poor carpenter. And then you had those shepherds, which Lily shared, happened to be camping in the neighborhood. And all those people in that world, that very messy world, were nobodies, right? They weren't a people of any note. And yet, they were all connected. Did you know that? They were all connected because they were, at least to everybody else in the world, they were nobodies. They weren't rulers. They weren't priests or rabbis, or anybody of note. But they were connected in the fact that they were nobodies. They were connected because they were a subject to something. And that was the empire, the Roman Empire. And they were under the thumb of the Roman Empire. And so they suffered together. But they were connected in one other thing. And that is, they all had a dream. They had a dream from a God who they knew loved them so much that soon and very soon they would have a Messiah, a Savior, someone who would save them from the empire, someone who would love them. And they didn't have a whole lot of different ideas about what that Messiah would be, but they all had that dream together. And so the night came when Jesus was born into this messy world. And friends, what memories were made. Think about the memories that the shepherds had. to look up into the sky and to see something they had never seen before and something they would never see again, at least as far as we know, where the sky was alight with singing angels. What would that have been like? And those angels didn't just sing nonsense songs up in the sky. They had good news to share. That the king had come, the Lord had come, their Savior had come. And that they would find their Savior not riding a tall white horse, not ruling some other province, but as a little baby in a feeding trough. And those shepherds were so shocked by the experience, transformed by the experience, that they couldn't help but go and find out if what they heard was true. Let's go see what these flying things told us about. What memories they must have had as they walked from their fields. They had to leave somebody there, I'm sure, but they walked from their fields, leaving their sheep out there, and then going and finding a cave. I don't know how they could have done that. But somehow they found this cave where there is this man and this woman and this beautiful little baby there. And then they knew that what those angels said was true. And that just set their hearts on fire. And they couldn't help but go back and just share the good news. The very first evangelist shared and said, "Our Savior is alive and is a baby in a manger." And you know, the memory didn't just end there. They didn't just share the news then. But from then on, even if the memory maybe began to have faded, they shared that memory with their families and friends year after year after year, and shared it with their grandkids. "Hey, we saw angels in the sky. And we saw our Lord Jesus born." Their grandkids and their great-grandkids, what memories were made. And Joseph, who had traveled with his betrothed Mary, as they traveled, and soon they had to find a place to be, and he was in the hometown of his family, right? That's what you did with the census. So I want to say something that's not spelled out in the story. He had family, but somehow family didn't have room for him. So they said, "Well, we do have some room. Come to the shed. Come to the cave. And you know, there is some space there. You can hang out there. Maybe we'll move you in later, but here's where you can go." And so Joseph had to have worked that all out in his head, and then the worry that he had for Mary, but then she gave birth to this beautiful boy. What would it have been like to have been that father there? I mean, this baby came from the Holy Spirit, but he was Jesus' earthly father. And to see that beautiful baby boy, and then to look into the eyes of his wonderful wife and say, "I know that this is where I'm supposed to be." And then there's Mary. We know that she remembered everything, right? Everything that happened when she was called to carry that baby and she said yes. Everything that had happened, even though she had to face people that rejected her because she was an unwed teenage mother. Everything that she endured, and yet every bit of love that she experienced from Joseph and from members of her family that loved her anyway. And it was all worth it when that little baby was born. And she has a memory of looking into the eyes of her child. And she has the memory of these weird strangers, these weird smelly shepherds that showed up and looked at this baby with tears and awe in their eyes. And she has this memory of Joseph looking into her eyes and that connection that they made. As she too knew, no matter what the future would bring, this was what her life was all about. Christmas is for making memories, good memories. And friends, that's my prayer for all of you. this night and tomorrow night when Jesus was really born. It's odd that we have a tradition on Christmas Eve when Jesus was born on Christmas evening, right? May have to start someday. My prayer for you is that you will celebrate and make memories. But I want you to remember something else. Why we are celebrating. And that is, the Lord is come. Say that with me. The Lord is come. Not has come, not will come, although both of those are true. But the Lord is come. And that means that joy became incarnate in the Lord. You see, that incarnate word, that churchified word, means embodied. And what it means is, what we believe is this wild mystery that I can't go into right now, but you need to really think about what you really believe at this time, because what we really believe is that the God of the universe became embodied in Jesus. That love became embodied in grace. And that joy was embodied in the Lord that was to come. May you embody the love, the grace, and that wonderful presence of God this Christmas. As you make memories, and even if you experience bad ones, may that love and grace and joy mold those memories so that what you'll remember is true love and true life. Merry Christmas and amen.